fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 3rd day of March, morning, welcome to the show. Steve Ben Noon will be calling in 3 or 4 minutes. We begin our show with something that should be said in every classroom, states every day. Classes, that would be Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day continues to be expanded. Stock up on your medications if you can. If you do take prescription medications for pain or psychotropic medications, do not try to do that. You may end up speaking to Officer Friendly while you're being held against your will in an interrogation room. So I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. You cannot and will not be able to stock up on pain meds or psychotropic drugs. Okay, and expanding our prepper tip of the day, be sure that you have water filters. I am a dealer for Berkey water filters and Professor McKinney's whole house water filters. And, of course, your doTERRA essential oils. We'll be talking more about that next hour. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Steve Ben Noon. Steve is a gentleman who has an excellent website, that website being IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. His most recent video is posted there where he's getting into some of the nuances of what's going on in that morass we call the Middle East. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good. I've been telling people for many, many years that Americans are clueless when it comes to understanding the Middle East. It is such an ancient area.
I don't think there's any way to fully understand what's going on in the Middle East, quite frankly. It changes so rapidly.
Well, even native-born people like President Erdogan, probably they struggle with understanding what they've inherited due to the accident of birth. But they attempt to understand it and then use it to their advantage to gain whatever they want to gain, whether it's money or political power or being in the good graces of the illiterate murderer called Muhammad, the prophet, as they call him. I just got a note from my engineer that my Skype connection may be having some issues here. Well, Steve, I like your analysis, and I was disappointed to hear you make the statement that the Trump administration is still supporting ISIS, the terrorists, in that part of the world. That's very disappointing, isn't it? Okay, looks like I'm not here.
John, for some reason, it cut out when you said, as soon as you said Trump administration, it cut out.
Okay, well, I'm back. Looks like we're having some issues with Skype. We get used to it working perfectly. I'm disappointed that Trump administration is still supporting a terrorist in the Middle East. What support and who's getting it?
But you know, the thing is, John, it's more the deep state side, and there's just certain factions within his administration that support it. And I know this from one of the insiders inside the administration that is an advisor. So, you know, whether he's aware of that or not, I don't have any idea. But the point is there's still those aspects there. But it's not just with him, though. You know, this goes back long before Trump. Under the Obama administration, this is where they really kicked off all this support of, you know, what led to the creation of ISIS, and Obama being so kind to leave all this equipment behind for them to make them a really formidable fighting force. But President Erdogan, he has been the key player in this from the beginning. He had agreed to do the dirty work, and that was from another source that I had, so long as when they do conquer the Middle East, he gets a large portion for his part of playing the dirty work. And I think this is the reason why we see Erdogan releasing the refugees going into Europe to further destabilize Europe when he's not getting his way, kind of like a little child throwing a temper tantrum. But, you know, the whole debacle from Libya all the way to Syria, this all began under Obama's administration, and it's just carried over into Trump's administration. And those elements of the deep state continue to push this forward.
Well, let's help people out here a little bit. Erdogan is what, about 60 years old, 65? How old is he?
That's a good question. I would say probably about 60 or so, yes.
Okay. Which means when he was a young adult, he knew people who were adults during the remnants of the empire, the Ottoman Empire, which had controlled pretty much all the Middle East for 600 years. So his base of knowledge, the world he grew up in, was being surrounded by people who were personally part of a 600-year-old empire. And when you have that kind of heritage, which he does, you grow up with certain fundamental beliefs, fundamental desires, and a base of knowledge, and hopes and dreams for the future, which he's already stated that he would like to reestablished the Ottoman Empire.
And he believes he's the caliphate of the Mahdi.
Right.
Yeah, whichever.
And I don't believe he believes himself to be the Mahdi, which is the reincarnation of Allah, I believe. I'm no expert on Islam, but or some similar type elevated person. But he does believe himself to be the next caliphate of the Ottoman Empire. And unless you understand that, nothing else makes any sense, because what he's doing there doesn't make any sense if you look at it through the eyes of the modern world and the modern treaties and the way things should be working if a person was thinking normally in terms of what would be in the best interest of his people, what would be in the best interest of of business in general. He may have been thinking that NATO would come to his aid when he attacked Syria and Russia and was being counterattacked. Now, I don't know. Of course, I can't read the man's mind. But if he thought that, he was certainly disappointed, wasn't he?
He was very disappointed, John. And I'm glad to see that the president did not back him on this. He wouldn't even give him the Patriot missiles. And that was a very good thing, because that would have just embroiled a much, much larger war. And of course, you know, he was blaming on February 27th when he lost, well, at least they put it in mainstream media, 33 of his own soldiers that had invaded the land of Syria. But the estimates are actually much higher, as many as 100 of his soldiers were killed in an airstrike. And he blamed that on Syria. But yet, according to some of the official reports coming out of Syria and Russia, is that it was actually Russia and Syria that repelled that attack back. This is one reason why Russia, too, has kind of backed up a little bit and not been as of aggressive to try to calm the situation down. But Putin let him know he's not just going to come in there and take over when they're trying to run the caliphate out. And it is. Idlib is a not just a hotbed for terrorists, but there's still Syrian citizens that live in that area that have had to live under the most brutalist of people. In fact, I didn't air it because it was just too brutal, but they had just beheaded another, looked like about a 16-year-old boy right in the back of the truck there. And this is the type of terrorists that are being backed by the West. When I say the West, I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about U.S., talking about Europe, talking about, you know, Israel. You know, the deep state agenda to overthrow these nations is just insane. And I know Trump has talked about taking out the troops before out of there, but and I know you can't just up and bail out. Then it would be a worse situation. Then you would have Turkey just running over Syria at that point there. But we got to do something to change what's happening there. And I know it's nothing is easy when it comes to doing that.
No, it's not. Not at all. Well, President Assad had a nice life, working as a doctor in London. All the amenities and status and money that go along with being a doctor living and working in London. He didn't need this. I believe he's probably motivated by loyalty to his family, his father, to his country, to leave a place where everybody has hot and cold running water and flush toilets and come back to a third world country and become president of this country. I believe he was elected, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And
so, by definition, he's not a dictator then, is he?
Exactly. Bashar al-Assad is furthest from anything like that. He's really tried to always keep a balance. I mean, Syria is not really a democracy.
It's a tough place to be. He's got a big brother, and that would be Russia. Russia has the use of a year-round warm water port on the coast of Syria, which Russia is not about to give up. The value of that is extreme when it comes to Russia's regard for the value of that. So that's the big the pot of gold for Russia is to maintain that warm water port in Syria, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And of course, Russia's presence being there has somewhat, I would have to say, stabilize the situation. But, you know, I'm still trying to grapple with what's the greater initiative that they're trying to do here.
Well, it's been, 15, 16 months ago, I know it's been more than a year, that it was revealed that our flag rank officers were in direct contact and communication with Russia's flag rank officers without the knowledge or consent of the Obama administration, doing what they could to prevent World War III from happening. And I look at that as a good thing, don't you? Hello, Steve.
Yeah, what's happening, as soon as we go to break, John, I'm going to switch computers because I think they've done something to my Skype. This happened yesterday when I was on another program and I started speaking about something. And so what happens about every 3 or 4 minutes, it doesn't disconnect completely, but it cuts off, does some kind of beeping sounds. I don't hear anything for about 10, 15 seconds. Then it cuts back on again. And I guess I was on the coronavirus is what I was on the other day. And I guess some of the things I was saying about that, they did not want nobody to know about. So, oh, well, such is life. But nonetheless, so, yeah, when we go to a break, we'll try to switch.
We don't have a break now for about 4 minutes.
We're on the break already?
No, about 4 minutes away.
Okay, about 4 minutes. Sorry. So we'll try to wade through. If I don't hear what
I was making a comment, and about it was revealed about 15, 16 months ago that American flag rank officers were in direct contact with Russian flag rank officers without the knowledge or consent of the Obama administration, and they what these men were trying to do was stop World War III from happening, and I look at that as a good thing, don't you?
Yes, and that's happened, John, even since Trump's been in the White House as well. Not because of Trump. In this case here, it was because the deep state trying to push him behind the scenes. And I was given that direct communique, which did get leaked, unfortunately, back and caused some repercussions for my own source there. But that had things had to lay low for a little while, but it did help avert another situation that we nearly went to a nuclear war. And I know that'd probably be hard for people to believe, but I know it for a fact. So it was very, very close. And the situation right now, too, that I'm concerned, too, is I noticed Naftali Bennett, who's the foreign minister of Israel, and I've actually been in contact directly with Naftali on several occasions in the past. He is very radical, and with him being the foreign minister now, and of course Netanyahu being reelected, I know they don't have a coalition as of yet, but this is what concerns me, because they're wanting to drag the United States into a war with Iran, and if we get drug into a war with Iran, which I don't care for Iran, don't care for their government, don't care for the way they do things, I'll say that straight up. But at the same time, if Iran minds their own business, stays in their country and stuff, all right, let live, we'll keep it peaceful there. But the thing is now Naftali Bennett is saying that they're going to take within 12 months, they're going to drive Iran completely out of Syria. And Iran has not been engaging Israel from Syria to begin with. And surprisingly, in my opinion, because as many times as they've been attacked by Israel, and Netanyahu changing all the plans has surprised me in the first place. But, they have been there mainly to try to help Assad to get rid of these jihadists. But if Naftali Bennett, if Israel is really going to do
back
this.
Back up. Iran is helping Syria get rid of the jihadists.
That's exactly right.
Now, the jihadists are part of the Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia. Would that be accurate?
Yes, exactly. And of course, when I say jihadists, maybe I should clarify that. Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, the ones that have been causing the destabilization of the country, ISIS militants, etc., these are who they've been fighting against.
Yeah, but let's help people out here. We're talking about this all goes back to the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia. That's their foundation of their philosophy, their beliefs, and most importantly, their money.
That's exactly right, John. And not to mention, the Wahhabists are really Frankist Sabbateans, which is a very, very ancient. Well, no, I shouldn't say ancient. It only goes back maybe about 600-700 years ago of radical ideology from one. Oh, here we go to the break.
We have a break. Well, good luck in your reconnection there. We'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, call back in a second.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the third day of March here at Republic Broadcasting. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 1st and May 2nd with Pastor Paul Begley. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Steve Ben-Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. I say again, israelinewslive.org. Well, Steve, you're back. Hopefully this connection will hold up a little bit better.
Well, I just noticed while you were talking there, it cut out again. They must have done something into the Skype program itself, because I'm on a completely different device, everything, and still the same thing. I'm thinking maybe a different account might be better.
Well,
I do have a different account, too.
And there's always a telephone as a backup, which I have to revert to when there's a thunderstorm here.
There you go.
Well, we got another 5 minutes or so before the next break.
Okay. And then if you want, what we can try to do is just switch over to phone then, John. That way I can hear you the entire time so we
right.
don't cut out again.
Right. Well, we'll go ahead and make that our plan. Always, it's always good to have a plan B, isn't it?
Yes, because see, it cut out again right before you said Plan B.
So, okay.
This is nuts. So, if you want to just go ahead and hang up and call me on the phone real quick, we'll do it that way.
Okay.
I can call in.
We'll go ahead and do that, Steve. I'll carry on until you get back on, reconnected.
All right. Call right now.
Well, it's always hard to tell if there's some intent behind what's going on with these technical issues, or if it's just machines and computers doing what they do. There's probably ways to determine that, but I'm not one of those people that can do that. The Middle East will continue to be part of our lives for many decades into the future. It's not going to go away. I started dealing with this professionally in 1969 when I began my work in the U.S. Army Special Forces, the six Special Forces, a group at Fort Bragg, and I was assigned to the intelligence section. And we kept track of Middle East terrorists, and we made plans to invade the Middle East. I was on alert twice to invade the Middle East in 1969. Thank goodness I didn't go. Me and 599 of my best friends, and we knew it would be a one-way trip. Steve, are you back, sir?
I am back.
Okay,
let's see if
nice.
They
hacked
your service too.
Nice, clear audio on your end. That's good.
That's much better.
I was telling people while you were getting reconnected, this Middle East will be a part of our world for many decades into the future. It's not going to go away, is it?
No, it's not, John. I mean, if you look at the entire geopolitical scene and what they're doing over there, and when I say what they're doing, it really depends on which way you try to figure this out. I mean, there's so many different, I guess you could even say, conspiracy theories out there. Some of them seem to be plausible. Maybe some of them are not. But there's just like a never-ending saga right now, the Middle East.
Well,
and it's not going to end with the Middle East either.
And here's something that is very politically incorrect, but I don't ask me if I care. Us Westerners, Americans and people in Canada and England and Ireland and Scotland and the English-speaking world, and even probably in France and other parts of Europe, except the old former communist states, they know better. There is this belief among many, if not probably majority of Westerners, that these immigrants coming out of the Middle East, they want to become part of what we have here. They want to become engineers and accountants and lawyers and doctors and ingratiate themselves and become part of modern Western civilization. Would that be a fair statement as to characterizing what most Westerners think about Middle East immigrants?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
It's not what
yes,
I think.
What other people might think.
They might.
Okay.
Because
that's what immigrants think that, yes.
Well, that's what immigrants traditionally do when they come to the West. There's a big however
that
coming.
That is true.
There's a big however coming.
However. The problem
is, if you got a 70 IQ, you can't do very much except pack products in styrofoam peanuts under supervision. And if you've been inbreeding seven to nine centuries, you're going to have an average 70 to 70 IQ, which is retarded on any way you want to measure it. The Germans found us out the hard way. They thought they would import Turkish workers to run complex, expensive machinery in Germany. And they found out that people with a 70 IQ cannot run complex, expensive machinery in Germany. It can't be done. So they end up growing welfare. We've got a break. We'll be right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 3rd day of March. Well, the tree frogs are out. Spring is nigh upon us, and that means you're going to be outside more, getting more sun. In case you're not aware of it, the sun has been getting more intense. People are getting burned more easily, getting more skin cancer. I've got something on my website that will help you. You scroll down the middle of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, and you'll see a section that says Ultraviolet Index. Ultraviolet Index. You can put any zip code in the United States, and you will get the Ultraviolet Index for that day. And learn a lot. You need to protect yourself from the sun. The sun will hurt you. It will just flat hurt you and eventually give you skin cancer. I've known several very good friends of mine who've had skin cancer, and you need to avoid that. Also, my website, if we have a stronger immune system, get better sleep at night. And to get better sleep at night, get yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night, and I sleep like a small child every night. You can also. Pain mitigation, arthritis pain, joint pain, same thing. The energy cleaner will help. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Yes, I do offer for me, you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can order your energy cleaner, mattress pad to go with it, at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free hourline 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Steve Ben-Noon His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Get a question for Steve, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Steve, understanding this morass called the Middle East is difficult. And unfortunately, most of our policymakers, the men and women in Congress, United States Senate, United States House of Representatives, and even people in the Pentagon, who should know, don't know about very much about the Middle East, do they?
That's very true. And, you know, and one thing, John, backing up on the Arab issue that we were talking about just before we went on the break there, I would have to disagree a little bit, because I look at it this way. Every society, we have our people with some issues when it comes to intelligence, things like that. And the Arab community has contributed vastly in intelligence in a lot of areas, especially in
Of course, I have to agree with you, but we're talking percentages here and averages.
There's, you know, John, I tell you what I think it is. Right. Just like in the case of Europe, where they flooded all the refugees into Europe, to me it wasn't done intentionally because they want to destabilize Europe. And, of course, naturally, you've got people that are poor. They're in a desperate situation. Their country has been torn apart by internal internal conflict. What do we have? Serbs in there, Turks in there, all the most radical fighters from the far east of Europe, Croatia, fighters like that. And then where do these people go? I mean, you know, you can't go to Jordan. Or, you know, you're just going to end up in a desert again. So, you know, and of course, and I don't know if you're aware of this, John. I actually had some friends that were interviewing journalists that were interviewing refugees when they first came to Europe about 5-6 years ago, back in 2015, actually. And they had discovered that German government had sent out messages to these people that there was money. They would have free money, they would have housing if they came to Europe. They said, this is why we came.
Right.
And I'm like thinking to myself, what nutcase
That's true.
Did this?
But in the same vein, radio advertisements were being run in Guatemala, telling Guatemalans that there'd be free stuff, and they would be, you know, if they could get to the United States with a child, that they could stay. Who is paying
right,
for those
exactly.
radio? Who's paying for the radio advertisements? You know, who's doing that?
That tells us somebody is trying to destabilize not just the Far East and not just Europe, but also the West. And that's a lot of the intel that I've heard coming out, that this is what they want. They want destabilization because they want to break nationalism. They want to destroy the democracy of the United States. Russia's already communist. Six
no,
that's
no,
different.
No.
But,
I need to correct you, Steve. They want the United States to become a democracy. They don't want to destroy. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic. They want us to become a democracy. That's
okay,
what they want.
You're right.
Mob rule.
I always forget about that statement. Right. You're right. But in essence, I think they would rather, though, not that even we, I think they would rather see the United States a communistic country. Is what I'm concerned
about.
That's
how it becomes. You have to become a democracy to become communist.
That's right. You have to become a fascist, then you can become a communist.
they don't care about the immigrants. They want to change the demographics of how many people and who's voting. That's the goal.
Right.
And the having the illegal immigrants come here and giving them the power to vote. That's a engine. That's a method to achieve that goal of changing the demographics and winning every election for the Democrats and becoming a democracy. Democracy is mob rule, and the founding fathers were doing everything they could to prevent us from becoming a democracy, which is one of the reasons for the Electoral College, is to prevent us from becoming a democracy.
Right. I always forget that. That's my Southern
Well, I'm here to remind you.
That's good.
And
lifelong Republican, and I still say something like that. What's wrong, John? Something. There's a misfiring plug in the engine.
Well, I'll take that, and we'll incorporate that in what we're doing. But we need to remember the foundational principles of our country. Don't get caught up in a bunch of silliness when it comes to these things. It wouldn't hurt to study the Middle East a little bit to understand what's going on there and why. I can't recommend a single particular book that would give people a heads up. Can you?
You know, John, unfortunately not. It is in such
maybe,
a quagmire
there. Maybe that needs to become
there.
A homework project for both of us, because it is such a morass, and it is so important, such an important part of our world.
And John, the other thing is, too, because the problem we have in the Middle East, even the journalists, there's such a bias on no matter which direction you look in. I was very biased in the beginning. I was like, when this whole conflict began, I was like, okay, take Assad out. The guy just gassed all of his people. This ruthless guy needs to be taken out. Until Aaron Erdem, who was a Turkish parliament member, goes before parliament with the document proof that Erdogan, when he was prime minister, not president, but prime minister, was working directly with the CIA to smuggle sarin gas through and give it to ISIS, and they had captured him. The police caught him. But then Erdogan made them let them go, and it was all with the intent. Within a few weeks, they used it, and it was used inside of Syria and blamed on Assad.
Right,
that
right.
was the turning point for me. That was the turning point.
Well, how about the British commandos that were caught driving around looking like jihadists in Iraq?
There you go. And that
remember
happened.
Those?
You know, Britain was...
Yeah.
Yes. And the same thing the British did again. I actually was the one that broke the news to the world from the Middle East, from the sources I had, when the British were doing the exact same thing near Damascus and were caught red-handed with the sarin gas. They had a whole group of commandos working in there infiltrated as Muslims there. And, of course, they got captured, though. And it took I don't know how many weeks to negotiate their release between the Russians, and it was all kept secret. They didn't want nobody to know that they had captured them. It's just a constant destabilization, and it seems like from my Israeli source, John, he always says, it's all about the pipeline. He said, we're in a dispute. Russia wants it. The U.S. wants it. We're backing the U.S., and he said, this is why we need to bring it across southern Syria. I'm like, what's the big deal? Okay, I'm sure it's millions of dollars is a big deal, okay, or even billions. But run it through Jordan then. You know, why, if you can't get an agreement with Assad, and that's what happened when
Jordan doesn't,
John
doesn't
Kerry,
have any
John,
coastline in the Mediterranean, I don't believe, does it?
No, but it's just a matter of running it from Qatar through across there to Israel is what they were going to do. Because they've been building the ports there.
Jordan,
right. Yeah, John Kerry and Assad were very close friends. And when the negotiation broke down over the pipeline, and Assad said, no, he said, I already made a deal with Russia, that's when everything turned south. And that's when the next thing you know, we have a civil war going on. And so it just goes to show your friendship, two world leaders, very close friends. You know, they did a lot of things together. They knew each other for a long time. And now you got a problem with a pipeline, can't get an agreement. So, okay.
Well,
that
does bring up a book that would help people. It was also a PBS miniseries. The title of the book is The Prize, and it was published, I think, in the mid-80s, documenting all the major wars for the century before that and the connection to big oil interests. And that's what we're talking about. Here's big oil interests, aren't we?
That's it. That's what it all comes down to. It's the natural resources and how long can they last and who's got the most. And you know, this is why we're going to see Lebanon. You're going to end up with a major issue with Lebanon before long. And in fact, when that was destabilizing, I was the very day that was falling apart not too long ago when they were trying to do a coup. I was sitting in the restaurant that's owned by the daughter of the foreign minister of Lebanon, and she was sitting at our table talking to us, crying over the fact that they're trying to overthrow the government. So, you know, I'm like, and it didn't even hit the news, John, for like 3 weeks. That's how it was kept under wraps, what was going on. But what's it all being done for? Because they want the Lebanese government, this is the Israelis in this case here, it's a battle over control of the oil fields off the coastline. And I understand. I shouldn't say I understand. Sovereignty doesn't matter of a nation when it comes to these things here.
Right.
Do what they want.
Another nuance of this is what my information is that the largest oil reserves possibly on the entire planet are underneath Israeli soil. Unfortunately, the engineering is not adequate to deal with the pressures. Apparently, the pressure of these oil reserves is greater than any current technology to deal with it. Is that your information also?
I have heard that as well, yes. And just like up in the Golan, that's another reason why the Golan was such a contentious area, because the Golan has a massive amount of oil underneath there. But like you said, whether or not they can get it out or not, and maybe this is why they figure if they pump from the Mediterranean, maybe they'll take some of the pressure off and they can eventually pump it out of the land as well. I'm just not sure about that.
I can't imagine what kind of pressures they would have. They can't have modern stainless steel valves that could deal with it, but obviously that seems to be the case. But that's the title of the book and the miniseries, The Prize. And it's an unfortunate fact of life, but it is a fact of life that the dollars behind these oil deposits and transporting and moving and selling oil is what's behind a lot of what we're dealing with here.
Yes, very much so. And actually, one of my sources in Israel is heavily involved in the oil industry. And I'll actually ask about that, John, just so I can get a follow-up on that to see if we can't find out a little bit more.
Well, I'm sure
that would be very interesting.
Some of the brightest engineers on the planet are working to create equipment that can deal with the pressure of that oil, because that would change the whole dynamics of the entire Middle East if that oil became recoverable, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yes, it definitely would.
And my belief is that it would be a good thing for world peace, but that may be naive on my part. I don't know. Because there's other things at work. I mean, these people really do hate each other, and that's another big part of it, and that's not going to go away either, is it?
No, it's not, John. This is the bad thing. I mean, it is such a huge mess, what we're seeing, and it's almost like they're going by a playbook. If you go back and which I am definitely not for Freemasonry, but if you go back and you read what Pike wrote when he wrote his book there on the Masons, he laid out First World War, Second World War to the dot. And then if you look at the information that he speaks about on the Third World War, it's like they're following a playbook. And, and how could this man know some of the things that he knew? And it's not prophecy, clearly, but It's a plan.
Well, General Pike was a general in the Confederate States of America, a big, scary-looking guy in all his regalia,
yes,
in all his Masonic regalia. And he did, in fact, write those documents. And I've got a copy of Morals and Dogma in my private collection of books. And it's a very convoluted, difficult-to-read book, but it does, in fact, state in there that the Masons are following and worshiping Satan, and that's very clear in his own words.
Yes.
And of course, Morals and Dogma is the most important book in all of Freemasonry, isn't it?
It is. And the strange thing is, John, is that also he writes in there that the job of the Masons was to rebuild the Third Temple for the Jews. Now, ironically, if you take that into consideration and then you look at the some of the more extremist aspects, because, and I say this because people have to understand. I mean, I come from a Jewish family. Both mother and father were Jews. But the thing is I would say 80% of the Jews, even the Jews living in Israel, would not agree with what I'm going to say to you, because they believe in, you know, let's just live in harmony together. That's what most Jewish people are like. But you've got some extreme aspects out there that are for worship of a serpent messiah and things like that. That's just like what you see in the morals and dogma.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right.
Sure.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, visiting with Steve Ben Noon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Well, Steve, we can anguish, we can ponder, but the bottom line is we got an election coming up in 8 months. We need to get all our conservative friends, relatives, co-workers, and neighbors, our conservative friends, relatives, neighbors, to register to vote. And vote for the Donald, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Your voice matters, and this is certainly a time where things are definitely going to make a major impact. You know, I personally believe Trump will be reelected. I just don't see the fact that
he's
not reelected.
Can't make assumptions. And there's the downline, not just the president. We need to retake the House of Representatives. A lot of work needs to be done. It can't be done with a Democrat majority. We need a Republican majority to finish dismantling everything Obama to Trump to four administrations that have been gone before us here, and a lot of work to be done, and of course Constitution believing sheriffs as well, right, Steve?
That's exactly right. Exactly. John, have you heard anything? Somebody was saying something the other day that I saw come out that that there has been a big recruitment of sheriffs for militias and officers, period. I just saw that last night. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
Well, in Missouri, traditionally the sheriff is the head of the militia. And we do have a constitutional militia in Missouri where the commander is the governor of the state. And it's going to vary. We have 113 counties in Missouri, so I don't know what's going on in all 113. But I know the sheriffs are aware of the militia and certainly in many instances work with the militia because it's the right thing to do with the National Guard being used up and worn out by these continuous wars the past 20 years.
Okay, I better understand what you're talking about then. So,
right. Well,
the militias are being
reconstituted because the National Guard is used up and worn out. Their equipment's worn out. The men and women are worn out, and the governor and the sheriffs need somebody they can rely on to take care of floods and tornadoes and ice storms and all the rest of the things the National Guard normally helps with.
Okay. Because here was the whole thing. The article made it look more like it's an insurrection, you know, and I'm like, what in the world is this about? And I'm like, this is not my
may reflect what's going on in Virginia and these Second Amendment security zones that are being set up, sanctuary counties. That's probably what they're referring to. I don't look at supporting the Constitution as insurrection. I look at it as just maintaining status quo. And doing what their oath of office said for them to do. That's not insurrection at all. Insurrection is going against the Constitution, not supporting it.
And I agree. That's true. Very, very true. So, but,
well,
okay.
Steve, thank you.
Good
luck working on
that.
Your Skype connection, sir.
Thank you, John.
I'll be back
this
Tuesday. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.